President John Mahama will today inaugurate a 2-megawatt solar plant at Navrongo in the Upper East Region. The plant, built by the Volta River Authority, is the largest plant in West Africa. The inauguration is part of efforts to use renewable energy to augment the country's current power generation.
President John Mahama says his immediate vision is to create energy security for the country by putting in more generating capacity to meet demand. He says that is why he is concentrating on the Ghana Gas Pipeline, which is a critical component in energy generation. The president was opening the 40th session of the General Council meeting of the Church of Pentecost at Gomuafete in the Central Region. The session has brought together representatives of the church across the globe. President Mahama also inaugurated a 5,000-seater Pentecost Convention Center for the church. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
The Pentecost Church has one of the biggest congregations in Ghana. The church, no doubt, is a worthy partner in national development. Pentecost Church owns and operates 84 basic, second cycle and technical schools. It also has 8 health institutions which provide health care to communities in which they are situated. The church runs an accredited university with an educational fund which offers scholarships to students. The 40th General Council meeting also coincided with the inauguration of the ultra-modern Pentecost Convention Center. The 5,000-seat capacity auditorium is the biggest in Ghana. What is fascinating about the auditorium is that it makes use of direct light from outside. This caught the attention of the president, particularly at a time when the country is going through energy crisis.
I have noted, much to my delight, that the way this place has been constructed to make maximum use of natural light. We're sitting in this large auditorium, not a single light is on. All the light is coming from the sun. If we're in some other auditorium or some other church, it will be so dark inside by this time of the day that we'll have to put on all the lights in this auditorium, not the Pentecost Convention Center.
As he delivered his goodwill message, President Mahama dovetailed this innovation into his energy vision for the country. He said energy demand is growing by 7 to 10% every year. This calls for enough energy to stay ahead of demand. President Mahama said his government hopes to increase energy generating capacity to 2,000 megawatts in the next 10 years.
So ultimately what we have to do, and God has blessed us, we have found gas in large quantities in the Jubilee field that we are currently exploring. And so we're building the Ghana gas facilities at Etuabo in the Western Region, which will bring our own gas into the pipeline and be able to power our thermal plants. That will give us gas security and energy security. It will make us less reliant on only one source of gas. We're praying that the West African Gas Pipeline Company is able to restore the pipeline in the next few weeks. But even when it has been restored, it is better to have your own and make know that that one is more reliable. And so I'm taking a particular interest in that particular project to make sure that we have our own gas and that we're able to generate enough power to feed our industries and feed our own local demand.
The president commended the intercessory role of the church in Ghana. He said he feels proud when the country is globally touted as a model of peace and democracy in Africa. The president reminded leadership of the church of their role as the conscience of the nation and maintain a united front.
One of the major problems afflicting the body of Christ in Ghana is disunity. We have our different denominations. We have the same faith. We should feel comfortable to be as one, as Christ, you know, determined it to be. And yet, we have our little kingdoms in our little churches, and there are all kinds of petty jealousies between leaders of churches and all that. I want to use this opportunity to say that in the body of Christ, we are one. There is only one word, and that word is what we are all looking to. And so our churches should show us the way by being united.
The president of the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council, Apostle Dr. Opoku Nyina, added his voice to appeals to Ghanaians to respect the verdict of the Supreme Court in the 2012 election petition case. The Church of Pentecost has members who are playing various roles in national development. They include a Deputy Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Rachel Apo, Joseph Siao Ejepon of Zoom Lion, and the youngest chartered accountant in Ghana, Jemima Kugbenu.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.